Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Nigeria is pleased to be here as part of this second International Conference on Nutrition. We are committed to join hands with you all around the world as we all work effectively to address the challenge of hunger and malnutrition. From Africa, where I come from, there's no doubt that Africa is rising. But unfortunately, that economic growth that we have in Africa is not being translated into improved nutrition on the continent. People eat food, and I mean nutritious food. They don't just eat GDP. Africa has today the highest prevalence of undernourishment in the world, afflicting one in every four people. And we know that 80% of the world's stunted children are in 14 countries, and 8 of them are in Africa. Therefore, we believe that we must reverse this trend. Africa must invest in grey matter infrastructure and drastically reduce the level of stunting of its children. There's a massive disconnect between the nature of the growth process in Africa, the policy incentives, and the swelling number of poor and hungry people. We must lift millions of people out of poverty, and we must therefore focus on our rural areas and make the rural economy in Africa the new wealth economy. That is what we've begun to do in Nigeria. We no longer treat agriculture as a way of life or a development program. We treat agriculture as a business to be able to lift millions of people out of poverty. We are focused in the country on using new innovations, in particular the use of mobile phones, to reach our farmers in millions with subsidized farm inputs they need to raise their agricultural productivity. We launched what is called the electronic wallet system, where our farmers get electronic coupons to get their subsidized farm inputs. Within 3 years, between 2012 and 2014, we've been able to reach 14 million farmers that have gotten their seeds and fertilizers using this system. These farmers, small as they are, have been able to help us as a country to increase our food production by 21 million metric tons within 3 years. We are also working hard to make sure that the issue of gender is addressed, because when you get the issue of women right, you get everything right. And so we have used the e-wallet system to reach today in Nigeria over mobile phones 2.5 million women farmers, all increasing their productivity, household income, and therefore the nutrition of their children. As a country, we are not biased at all, but we are not shy when it comes to technology. We are rapidly investing in biofortification. So far, we have released 8 varieties of pro-vitamin A cassava varieties. Today, we estimated that this is being used by 500,000 farmers. We expect that over 3 million farmers will be consuming these pro-vitamin A-rich cassava products by 2014. Our goal in the next 4 years is that 80 million Nigerians will have access to this particular pro-vitamin A varieties. We are also rapidly scaling up multi-nutrient powders, in particular using mobile phones, to reach women. We intend to reach 2 million women with multi-nutrient powders to impact on 3 million children in the next few years. Your Excellency, it is very important for us as a continent to focus on producing our own high-energy foods. Africa spends $700 million a year importing high-energy foods from elsewhere, but it doesn't produce more than 10 to 20% of the fortified blended foods in Africa. We must change this. All that Africa needs to produce high-energy food is on the continent, and therefore that is why Nigeria is proposing, in fact we proposed, the Transformative Partnership for High-Energy Foods for Africa that will allow public-private partnerships to allow our companies to use our crops that we produce, process and add value to them, and produce our own high-energy foods. Your Excellencies, as I conclude, let me say that Nigeria would like to say for this conference that we should focus on some of the following as we deliberate. There must be large-scale food fortification on the continent. Biofortification should be rigorously supported. It's very important to look at innovative financing arrangements that will allow Africa to launch and to operationalize its partnership for high-energy foods for Africa. We are delighted that a company in Nigeria called Dancer Food has already put off $50 million to set up Africa's largest high-energy food plant. And to close, let me say that it's very important in everything we do that we let the approach be multi-sectoral, cutting across agriculture, health, environment, education, commerce, and finance. I have no doubt that where there is political will, we can end the current situation, which politically, economically, socially, really is not acceptable. But I'm sure together we can do it. Thank you very much.